All right, so you're hanging out.
Yeah.
This is a few years down the road.
Okay.
You wake up earlier in the
Wake up.
day, and the first thing you do when you wake up is you grab a brush and you fucking brush that fucking tangle of hair on your head.
Okay.
And you kind of think to yourself, if only I had some makeup. You know, you think of that song.
Yeah.
So you wake up, you grab your brush, and you think about your makeup.
Yeah.
And you practically like leap out of bed. You're in a
Yeah.
good mood. You land perfectly on the tips of your toes.
Ouch. Like a
So,
ballet dancer.
yeah. And like you feel like the ripples of force kind of like come up through your body. It
Ugh.
goes all the way from the tips of your toes to the top of your head.
Yeah.
So you are just in a pretty good mood. Life is, you know, going pretty well. You are you're telling jokes and stuff like that. You're making a lot of progress with like writing and, you know, things of that nature.
Yeah.
You're working on, you just submitted a pilot to Fox. It's
What kind of pilot are we talking about?
like a dramedy about
Okay.
it's a dramedy about a man who moves next door to a nuclear power plant, and he starts seeing like it's almost like a Monster of the Week thing where every week, you know, it's after hours, after the nuclear power plant shuts down, he has to like break in and solve mysteries and stuff like that.
Okay.
That's sort of like the hook. It's
Wouldn't say
X-Files,
that word
but
for me
a,
again.
pardon me?
What kind of power plant?
Nuclear. Are you supposed to say nuclear?
Yeah, I just wasn't sure. People say it however they say it.
What's wrong with nuclear?
I think that's how George Bush said it, the
Oh,
younger
okay.
one, the son, America's favorite son.
So essentially, the pitch is like it's X-Files, but in a nuclear plant.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's just like breaking in and solving all these riddles and crimes and mysteries.
It's called Nuclear Eyes.
Like EYES or all one word,
No,
IZE.
nuclear eyes.
Like EYES.
Yeah, because every episode starts off with him. He has binoculars and he's looking into the nuclear power plant. So it's
Yeah.
like he's kind of like he's like, I know there's, you know, something's up to no good up in them hills.
He's just like a snoop. He's a Snoopy guy.
He's a snoop, but every week, you know, it as part of your like show Bible or whatever for nuclear eyes. It's our nuclear eyes. I apologize. What happens is like the, you know, the main character, he's like this dashing hunk of a man, you know, like chiseled
Yeah.
biceps, just
Write
a
what you know.
chin you could cut glass on.
Jesus.
The character's name is Darren Rooks. And it's about a guy who is like the super chiseled guy. He's from DuPo, Illinois.
Oh,
And he, like I said, he kind of solves mysteries inside this nuclear power
okay.
plant.
That is pretty tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You actually like, you actually had a meeting like with, like one of like the one of the heads of like, you know, the division or whatever of Fox,
Okay.
the dramedy division.
Yeah.
And, it's this person named Lex Perfect. And when he was talking to you about it, like you kind of do the pitch and he's like, oh, that's pretty cool. He's like, yeah, I've never heard of like mysteries inside a nuclear plant. And you go, it's
Didn't
nuclear.
say that. At
And
no point did I say that.
there's like a prolonged silence for a second, and you're like, ah, oh, fuck. So you might have fucked the pitch up, but you're like, well, whatever. At least, you know, you had a, 'cause like, you know. So but things are going okay. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? You feel like,
Sounds like it.
you feel like, you know what? You're spreading your wings, you're trying new things, you know, you're getting into like wall climbing. There's
Wait, like a rock climbing situation,
so
like an
yes,
indoor.
yeah, indoor rock climbing basically. And so you climb
Okay.
these like stone walls of like you know, they're different colors. The different colors represent different things. So when you go to the indoor like rock climbing thing, if the rocks, if like the section of the rock wall is like red or whatever, then that symbolizes you overcoming, you know, a fear. You know what I mean? Like it depends on what kind of mood you're in. It's basically a mood related indoor rock climbing experience.
That is the most convoluted fucking idea. What the fuck are you talking about? It correlates
What do you?
the color of the wall correlates to how I'm feeling.
Yeah, so what you do is you come in, and I mean, you don't have to do it, but you know, it's kind of like a thing that you that they encourage. Like, look, if you're feeling down about a certain thing or whatever, why don't you use this our color-coded system to kind of pump yourself up? So, like, if you're feeling like you need a raise at work and you don't know how to ask for it, and like you're mad that like you're not going to get it, purple rocks.
Are
If
you
you
fucking so? If, are you?
They're like, yeah, so like if you think you should, if you think that you should propose but you don't want to, yellow rocks.
Yeah, how long's the line at the Yellow Rock?
There are some days that it goes around the fucking corner,
Are you
and
kidding me?
it is a long line of mostly men, but there are a few women in there of that, and they just look very uncertain. They have a lot on their mind.
What is happening with the modern American marriage?
I don't know, man, but these guys are going to climb it out. So you're kind of
Yeah.
getting involved with that. You've started working at a local like community center. It's used as almost like a after school program. Like it's like basically if it's a community center, whether they have all these different things there, but also they offer a thing where it's like, oh, if you need a place for, you know, your kids to go, and you work for the Land O'Lakes Corporation, basically they provide a thing where the kids can go there for free.
Like daycare.
Yeah, it's daycare at the community center. And so if you're in, everyone else has to pay, but if you're a Land O'Lakes employee, that's like one of the perks. Even if you're
Okay.
like, even if one of, even if your job is only like parking cars there, like you get
You
this.
still get that perk. It's a pretty good perk, man. Free daycare.
Yeah. It's called the Children's Community Center. And its motto is, "We've got heart." So basically, what it is it's this community center where there's different, like, it's mostly for kids, you know, they kind of like are taught different things, kind of like like I said, daycare thing, after school kind of thing.
Okay.
You're teaching, arm wrestling,
Why? Why the fuck would I teach arm wrestling?
because this is a few years down the road. You've kind of gotten into the concept of arm wrestling and on the arm wrestling, you know, sport. You watch a lot of YouTube videos for hours
This
on end
sucks.
of
This fucking sucks. Of all the
why?
things,
But you're teaching
I have
kids.
zero desire to get into arm wrestling.
But you're teaching kids because, like I said, you've gotten very into arm wrestling.
Yeah, that's the part that I have an issue with. Is that part?
You've actually
Fucking sucks.
you've started the podcast kind of about the history of arm wrestling. Yep.
No, come on. What's it called?
It's called Arm Wrestling Army. And it's about you every day. You just do kind of a salute to all of the generals out there. These are the people who have made, in your opinion, the biggest impact on arm wrestling. And it's basically, it's a nice
Sylvester
mix.
Stallone.
Yeah, he's in there.
He's got to be number one.
He's in the first episode of the
Yeah.
podcast.
Do I
And
actually get him?
man, you feel like you're coming close.
Oh, so I talk about his impact, but I don't actually get to speak with him, but I'm trying.
No, but he's aware of the podcast. You know that he is.
Yeah. Does he like it?
Man, you're hearing that he actually kind of digs it. Because
Good.
you actually like kind of, because you talk about it in a way that is, it's not too technical that the layman can't understand it, but it's technical enough to show people that like you know your shit when it comes to arm wrestling. You know your history, you know the fundamentals of it, you know it all. At this point, you are sort of looked at as the basically the foremost expert on arm wrestling in Los Angeles.
Sucks.
So your podcast, and you have like interviews with like some pretty big names in the arm wrestling community.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest name in the arm wrestling community that comes on my show? Arm Wrestling Army.
And
Oof.
yeah, and one of the generals. Whenever you like I said, whenever you salute people, you salute the generals. And when people come on the show, they're, you know, considered generals. And if they're on more than once, they're considered like a 2-star general, you know, that kind of thing. And you always go like,
So,
you go, listen up, privates, welcome to
oh,
the arm wrestling army. All right, maggots, you're gonna want to step in line for this one. Like that's kind of like your bit at the beginning. I mean, you don't like it's just the intro. It's just
yeah,
like you being silly. It's not like you don't do the
doing it
whole,
like an Arlie Ermey.
yeah, it's like a riff you're doing, you know? But
Oh, that sucks.
there's some episodes that you only do that for like a minute at the beginning and you're like, all right, let's get going. But there are some episodes where you do it for like 45 minutes. You just don't
Oh man,
stop.
yeah, I get it. I love beating a joke to death. I really do.
In
I
this
could, yeah, I
case,
could see myself doing that.
arm wrestling it to death. So you're
Do
doing this
not like this.
podcast, you're teaching arm wrestling, and okay, so hold on. You asked who the biggest name is of the person who's on it.
Yeah.
Othello Geronimo. That's his like stage name.
Yeah. That's what everybody knows him as.
His real name is Othello Smith. But he goes, but his stage name is like Othello Geronimo.
Oh, does he do like a like a Native American cosplay kind of thing?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of reassuring, I
It's
guess.
just what he goes by. And when his thing is like when he knows he's gonna win, excuse me, and
He no.
he has the person's like arm
No.
almost pinned, he goes, Geronimo!
Oh
Boom!
man,
The
that
crowd
rules.
goes crazy when
Yeah,
that
I
happens.
bet.
And
They're screaming it too.
the people who like don't like him are like always visibly like no, like when they see it
Yeah,
coming,
yeah.
because they know that no one has ever broken out of a Geronimo drop. Once he starts
Yeah.
saying it, no one's broken out. So you have him on. You have
Is he active or is he re retired?
no, he's still active.
Okay.
Yeah,
And
he's
he's
old.
he so is
He's
he like
a
top of the
little,
food chain?
yeah,
Oh,
he's
he's
of the of like the older men division, like the senior division of arm wrestling. He's seen
okay.
as the best. He is you know, if you went against the modern day people, you know, I don't know, like he's you can't really compare him. It's like trying to compare LeBron
Yeah,
James
yeah,
with
yeah.
you know, with Michael Jordan, you know what I mean, to an extent.
Different generations of arm wrestling.
Yeah. You have like you actually probably your biggest get after him is the hottest, or not hottest, but like the one that has the most buzz around
A
him.
rising star.
Yeah, the rising star in the arm wrestling community is this guy. His name is Henry the Hammer Henderson
Henry
Jr.
Henderson? Henry
Yeah,
Henderson Jr.?
the Hammer.
The Hammer.
When
Do
he,
people call him Henry or does he do you have to call him Hammer or like how do you address it?
you can do either one. He answers to both.
Okay.
The one thing about him that is like kind of people do this thing where you know how people will go instead of saying Robert De Niro, they'll call him Bob De Niro or Bobby De Niro. People like you do that with him. You call him like Henry. You don't call him the Hammer or anything like that. You because you're like you know him in real life. You know what I mean? So you act like,
So like we're on a first name basis. It's not weird if I call him Henry.
No, it's not. But you do it almost to show like, hey guys, like I'm on the inside with the Hammer. The guy that you idolize the most, he's just Henry to me.
Yeah. Oh, that's the attitude I have.
That's what some
Oh,
people think.
that kind of
Maybe it's like
fucking sucks.
it might be subconscious. I don't know.
I don't want to be that. That sucks.
Well, so you got the Hammer on there, and he's actually been on a few times. And the Hammer, when he comes out to like the event or whatever, his fans will like stand up and like they'll actually throw hammers at the stage.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just like a
That's
hail of
awful.
hammers.
That's
People
horrific. That's a crime.
and he has come out and said like the arm wrestling federation
Yeah.
came out and said like, hey guys, like please do not stop throwing the hammers, because they're trying to do a not they're not trying to go like mainstream, but they're trying to push, they're trying to get bigger, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
And
and why wouldn't they?
so they're kind of like, guys, like we can't, this isn't like the old days where you could, back in the day, 10 years ago, people would throw hammers, or if you threw hammers, whatever, no one gave a fuck. There are people who threw
Yeah.
staplers. There are people who like did all kinds of wild stuff. It was a wild west back then, dude. And now they're trying to kind of clean the image up a little bit. They know they're never going to be as big as a UFC or like, you know, basketball or whatever, but like they can get, you know, as close to, they can as fly as close to the sun as they wanna, as far as they're concerned. So
Oh man.
you're teaching arm
So
wrestling.
have you seen the power slap videos
Yes, I
where
have.
it's like above that,
Oh, for
but
sure. Yeah.
below like hockey
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And
or
you
even like soccer and tennis, it's probably below that too, even.
you have and you've actually become, you've kind of done some cross promotional stuff with the like the extreme face slap community. You guys have like, you definitely do some overlap where like you guys will appear on each other's podcasts and stuff like that. And you know, you kind of
What a
you.
weird thing.
What do you mean?
It's just two guys slapping the shit out of each other.
And you're there to
S
comment on it.
open hand slapping somebody in the face. Like
And like,
it's
so
it
you
just it's
guys,
just so weird to me.
and there is a pretty sizable crossover between the two,
Oh,
between the
really?
fandoms. Yeah. So the different fandoms have kind of like not
Yeah, that
completely
makes
come
sense.
together, but like there's a lot of them who are like, oh, holy shit, Aaron, he's that the guy from the fucking other, yeah, that fucking rules. I can't believe he's on this.
I guess arm wrestling like is like kind of like a combat sport in a way,
Yeah, definitely.
right? Okay, so that's kind of the vibe of the people who are into what we're doing.
So you're doing
Oh,
this.
man.
You're doing this, and you are finding it kind of fulfilling, you know?
Yeah.
A little bit more than you thought it would be. But you're like,
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, 'cause some of the kids are hilarious
Sure.
that you teach. They are scrappy kids, you know?
Yeah.
And you feel like you do anything for them.
Okay.
So you're, like I said, you're still doing stand up and stuff like that. So you wake up and you're in a good mood because not only are you doing this cool thing with the arm wrestling stuff, but you're also still doing comedy and you get to do a pretty lucrative gig tonight.
Yeah, what does that mean? A pretty lucrative gig.
You're doing a private event in a mansion.
Yeah. Okay. Whose mansion? Who's gonna be there?
So basically, the way that it was pitched to you is, it's this guy. He is kind of like a recluse. Nobody really sees a lot of him, and his family and friends wanted to do a comedy night in his honor. And so you're like,
Like
all
at
right,
his house.
yeah.
He's just a rich, reclusive man whose family decided that we're going to bring comedy to him. And like the whole family's going to be there.
Yeah.
How many people are we talking?
They said with friends and family, maybe like like 40 people.
Oh, okay. Shit. Okay. Yeah. It's at
They
this
are
rich guy's
paying,
house. Is it, is
yeah,
there, what are they paying? Let's get down to brass tacks.
$4,000.
Holy shit. Is that cash or are they gonna write me a check?
Oh, it is cash, baby.
Okay.
They made that very clear.
Okay. I say thank you for being crystal clear about that.
And so you go out. It's later on that day.
It's like
You
it's outside of like Los. It's not like I don't have to travel for it or anything. It's like outside of LA or
it's in
in LA.
it's in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, okay.
Those decadent hills of Hollywood.
Okay.
You drive there, and as you pull into those hills, you notice that like any kind of like artificial lights, they kind of start disappearing. You start noticing there's not a lot of like street lights and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's getting kind of like dark.
Okay.
So you come to the mansion finally, just before like the sun is about to set and like take away all external light. And you're kind of like, man, I really hope that this is the place I'm supposed to go.
Yeah, otherwise.
You pull around a corner and like there's just a gorgeous, like Victorian type of mansion.
Okay. Victorian.
There's a few as you park and like you see there's like some cars parked there and stuff like that. You get out of the car, you walk up. And as you kind of walk closer to the house, you look up, you start noticing like there's like some gargoyles up there. You know what I mean? Like it's
Yeah,
like
yeah.
there's like some like spires and shit, stained glass windows.
Okay.
One of them is in the shape of a broken cross.
Okay.
The front door opens. They're like the woman that you talk to is this woman named Annie Beasles, and
Like
she's like
measles, but with a B.
Annie Beasles. She's like
Yeah.
she opens the doors and like it's like those doors that are like you don't realize how big they are because you're like kind
Oh,
of far
yeah.
away from it. When they open, they're like you notice how small she is in those doors, and you're like,
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
for just a
Oh,
second.
fuck.
And then she's like, Aaron, hey, it's me, Annie Beasles. I was
Yeah.
talking to you earlier. And
I'd say, hey, Annie.
she goes, hey, great to have you here. We're gonna get the performance started pretty soon. This is really cool. He's always wanted to go to a comedy show, but he's sort of a recluse.
Yeah. Well, I
So
hope we're
if
all gonna have a good time. Who else is on the show with me?
Danny Goodwin.
It's two man.
It's a two-man show. He's gonna do like 10 minutes. You do like 40 minutes, and like after
Okay.
that, you're good to go. She's like, we got some, we're doing, we have it catered, so we got some food inside if you're hungry. Also, before we do anything else, she takes out a fucking envelope, white envelope, old school style, stuffed with cash. Hands it over to you, and she goes, "Yeah, you might find something extra in there." She winks at
Say
you.
that's so kind of you. Thank you so much.
She goes, "Of course, come on in." You walk in with her, and like there, they have like a everything is set up like I guess buffet style. I guess you know what I mean, where it's like you go,
Oh, yeah.
yeah. And so you're actually like kind of hungry, so you're like, you know what, I'm gonna get something to eat. And as you walk in, you kind of like stop for a second and you go, you
Well,
know
first
what?
of all, how much time do I have until the show starts, until my performance starts?
You've got about an hour.
Oh, okay. Plenty of time.
Plenty of time. Yeah, you gave yourself extra time because you did not want to be lost in those hills
Yeah.
when so you start to like walk towards, the dining hall. And it is a sizable dining hall. instead of having like electric lights, there's a bunch of like lanterns set up like around like the walls, you know.
Okay.
There's a roaring fire at the end of it. As you walk towards
Okay.
the dining hall, you kind of have a moment where you go, you know what? Entertainers today, they're just too accessible. You can like tweet at somebody, some entertainer, and they might actually reply. They might even see it. You know what I mean? And
Yeah,
so you
yeah.
kind of think to yourself, I want to do the old school thing where they don't see me before the performance.
It's like a first look at a wedding.
Exactly. You nod to Danny Goodwin as you walk away. He's in there just stuffing his fucking face.
Yeah. What's he
Yeah.
stuffing it with?
Meatball
What
after meatball after meatball.
Oh man, he's
He
stuffing
just
his face full of meatballs.
he has a bowl of meatballs and he is just jump, 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 like just chomping away.
He's
So
an
you,
adult, you know?
yeah, you make a mental note to grab yourself some meatballs later.
Oh yeah.
And you kind of
If
like,
they last that long, the way Danny's going.
you kind of get the feeling that like they're good on meatballs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They heard I was coming.
Behind them
Oh.
is like a mountain of meatballs.
Oh, okay, great. Plenty then.
So like I said, you kind of like nod at them and you kind of like walk away. And you're kind of like looking around, you're seeing that there's some pretty interesting art on the wall. There's a painting of a woman like halfway through her transformation into a vampire.
Yeah.
So she's got like one side, like she's got like a few teeth on like the side of her mouth that are like
Yeah.
super sharp, and there's like blood coming down, and like she's like,
Yeah, it's like screaming in agony.
yeah, you see that? There's a painting of just like a man playing, a man shooting hoops, but like with no basketball.
Yeah.
And as you kind of realize, as you walk for a while, you realize like you've gotten kind of deep into this fucking mansion, dude. Like you don't hear anyone behind you. You realize like the sounds of like the people eating in the dining hall are like
It's gone.
yeah, they've just faded away.
Or the past.
And you kind of start
But I'm being
walking.
like led through this mansion.
No, you've just wandered away.
No, what the one lady.
Well, she just kind of like led you in, and then she was like, all right, like after she paid you, she's like, all right, like I'll talk to you later. And she, you know, she's being a host.
So I'm just wandering around this mansion
Yeah. You've and like you have like you
with a
realize you've
wad of
gotten lost
cash in the
with a
dark.
wad of yeah, and you've gotten lost. And the weird thing is that as you walk down the hallway, like I said, there's no electricity, there's no electric
Why
lights
didn't why the
rather.
fuck didn't I just turn around?
But as you walk,
Why
the
didn't I
door
do a 180 and then looked and saw where I was before and go, oh, I'll go that way.
you were kind of deep in thought, you know, this place has sort of like a hypnotic effect on you. The lanterns, as you walk past them, like light up. So you can't really see a lot super far ahead of you. Unless there's
That's
like a
fucking
window.
terrifying.
So you kind of
It's
walk.
fucking terrifying.
You kind of start walking and you turn around to walk back and you realize, like, oh, maybe I made a wrong turn. Like at this point, you're kind of like, fuck, I don't know where I'm supposed to be. And it's like you have a half hour before your performance.
This sucks.
You think that to yourself, and then you hear like,
At some point, I
doo-doo.
just yell.
Yeah. You start yelling. You like, well, what do you yell?
I go, hey, get me the fuck out of here.
Then you hear like,
Where am
give
I?
me the fuck,
Hello.
give me the fuck out of here, out of here, out of here. Then you hear like, he's fucked, fucked, fucked.
He's fucked.
You kind of hear like
That's
an answer.
what comes back to me, is that's what's echoed back to me. He's fucked.
You think you hear that, but you don't know. It could just be the sound of like a broom being dropped. You
He's
never know.
fucked.
Suddenly you hear like dee dee
Oh
doo.
no, not that classic horror riff.
Yeah, it's like an organ.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? Do you turn toward, do you like, what do you do?
Yeah, Pat, of fucking course I do. Of course I do, Pat. Of course I look in the direction of the fucking organ.
You look over and sitting at the foot of the organ playing is this guy. He's dressed like a Parisian nobleman, you know? And he ha only he's wearing like ha like a half mask,
He's
like the
wearing a
Phantom.
half mask on his face.
Yeah, like the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
He goes, "Hello,
What the
Aaron."
fuck?
He goes, "Hello, Aaron. My name is Sebastian Silence." And
Oh, no.
when he says the word silence, five dudes pop up out of nowhere and go, "Shh," and then disappear.
Yeah.
One of them like jumps from around the corner. One of them like opens a door that wasn't there ahead of time. Then they all like go away. He goes, "Welcome to my home." He goes, "I understand you're here to perform for me."
Yeah, you and 39 of your friends and family, roughly.
He goes, "Well, why don't we just skip all that and you can just tell me some jokes now? What do you do?"
I go, I'd like to perform for a crowd. That's, it's a little more awkward one-on-one. Also, I think I'm lost and I'd like to get back to where I'm supposed to be. I don't know how I just found my way here.
He goes, "Okay, yeah, I guess I can see that. I guess that makes sense." He goes, "Oh, yeah, well, this is, of course, the House of Silence." And when he says that, five different guys from five different parts or areas jump out and go, "Shh," jump back out again. One guy like jumps out of the painting to do it, jumps back out, jumps back in rather. One guy like his head comes out of the ground. There was like a stone there, you know what I mean? And he comes out like the stone's on top of his head. And he goes, "Shh," and goes back down. He goes, "Of course I know how to get back to the main hall." So he goes, "I understand. Yeah, I can see that. You can see it's easy to get lost here." He goes, "But you don't have like one joke?"
You go, I'm not really in a headspace to tell jokes. I'm kind of scared of what's happening to me right now. There are men popping out from underneath stones that are on the ground through paintings, and they're all shushing me. And it's very upsetting and alarming and does not put me in a jokey mood. So can you just point me where how to get to where I'm back with everyone else?
He goes,
And then I'll start the show.
he
Whenever we
goes,
start it.
he goes, "Okay, sorry, sorry, sorry." He goes, "All right, well, just turn around, and make a left, and then you'll be good. Just follow, or is it right?" "No. It's definitely left." Then he
I
plays
said,
like
are you
doo
sure?
doo 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 doo.
I go, how do I get out of here?
He goes, "I
How do
just
I
told
got?
you." He goes, "Go
Yeah, but you,
left."
is
He
it right
goes,
or left?
"Follow the left-hand path."
What if the left-hand path goes right?
He goes, "I'm afraid I don't follow, Aaron."
I go, which way do I fucking go to
He
get
goes,
back to where I came?
he's like clearly trying not to laugh. He's like, "Left, go left."
I turn around and I go left. I go, thank you. I'll see you later. My apologies.
He
I'm just
goes,
a little rattled.
"See you later, Aaron." He goes, "Don't worry. You'll get there soon." So says Sebastian Silence.
God, I
Five dudes.
fucking hate this guy.
As you walk away, you hear the
Are you
background.
kidding me? I didn't say anything. Why are you shushing me?
So you turn left as like you hear more creepy like organ music.
Yeah.
You walk away. And you just kind of like follow that path back to the great dining hall, you know?
Yeah.
And you're kind of like following. You realize you've been walking for like a few minutes. And you think to yourself, like, man, did this guy like fuck? Did this guy like fuck with me? Like, am I was supposed to go right? What was I supposed to do? And then you kind of look over and go, oh, there it is. You see like the stage. You've got 3 minutes before you're supposed to be on stage.
Jesus Christ.
Danny Goodwin is up on that fucking stage eating shit.
Oh, Danny, come on.
He sees you in like from the stage, he sees you like kind of like at the end of the hallway, and
Yeah.
he just gives you a big grin. He has no idea. And
Jesus, Danny.
he goes, "All right, everybody. Well, let's bring up your next comedian, ladies and gentlemen. One of my favorite comedians." And you're like, "Oh shit." And you start like running towards the stage. He goes, "Keep it going." You're like picking up steam at this
Booking it.
point.
Yeah.
You are fucking booking it. 'Cause you, Aaron, you have never been late to a fucking gig in your life. That has always been your thing. If your spot's 8:30, you're going on there at 8 fucking 30. You are not going to show up late. You actually have a streak of showing up to your spots on time. And you think to yourself, this will actually be your 3,000th show in a row
Oh,
that you've.
wow.
And so you kind of realize that. And like Danny knows it too. So he actually cuts his set like slightly early. And you're like, oh, fuck. And you're like running. And he goes, ladies and gentlemen. And you're like running. And you see there's
Yeah,
like a tramp
yeah.
at the end of the hallway. You see like a trampoline. And you just go, ah, and you jump. And you land on the trampoline, and right as you land, and as you're about to jump onto the stage or whatever, these like two knights pop up.
What the fuck?
You know, so you know how like there's those like statues, not statues, but just like the empty armor or whatever of like knights.
Yeah.
Well, there's like two of them on the side of the hallway. So and then they come to life, and when you jump, they both swing their axes and
Are you
chop.
kidding me?
What, they chop your head off, so your lifeless body goes whoa and like lands right on stage, right as your spot is scheduled to start.
Oh, man.
And you so like it lands and then just like falls over. So
That sucks.
you go down in history as Mr. 3000, the man who always made a spot on time. And I'll tell you, Aaron, from running the comedy club for years, that is a very, very rare thing. So you kind of go down in history as this, like,
The most punctual comedian of all time. Oh, by
yeah.
the way, he got his head sliced off by two knights, two sets of armor. Because he was trying to enter the stage via a trampoline. And I launched myself towards the stage
Yeah.
and somehow passed through the axes of two different knights who were sets of armor.
They never found your head.
Where the fuck did it go? How
Two
could they
years
not find my head?
2 years later, somebody comes forward and says, like, well, you know what? They actually have factual evidence that, in fact, you did miss a gig about like 3 years ago. And so they
Oh, what
actually
the fuck?
so they destroy the sculpture they made of you, and they dig up
Yeah.
your body and feed it to dogs.
Oh, Jesus. Well, great. Great. Anything else?
No, that's it.